Okay, here's a question that I think is, we're asking you from the point of view not of your knowledge of philosophy, but your wisdom and what you would recommend to somebody who doesn't know philosophy. Here's a question from a 15-year-old Catholic boy. And he basically he says he wants to figure out what his philosophy is. And he's got certain ideas and he thinks objectivism is helpful in certain ways. And he wants me to recommend reading. But what would you tell the 15-year-old boy who's trying to figure out what his philosophy is? And he's read, I think he said he read Atlas Shrugged and Anne.
15. You mean he's trying to discover the philosophy that he implicitly lives by?
Or know that he should accept. He doesn't know exactly what he thinks.
I think, can I go?
Yeah.
I think I would tell him to learn as much as he can about everything until he has a wide enough context by which to make a decision so that it isn't something someone dictates to him that Ayn Rand is the way to go or anything else, but that hopefully if he, you know, is given some, I mean, is operating under some kind of rational way of thinking that he'll come around to a good philosophy, you know. But I think if it was a kid coming up to me, I would say, you know, you need to go out and experience life.
You wouldn't tell him to go and read Oprah?
Oh, I might tell him
to
read something.
No, I'm not implying
I might tell him to read something, but I wouldn't say that
what
was the only
thing. What
would
you tell him to read,
you know?
At 50. I suppose he's very intelligent.
Well, yeah, I think Fountainhead would come to mind, definitely.
More than Atlas.
Yeah,
he's
read it. Yeah.
I would say objectivism through induction. And even But even if not that, I would just say the use of induction. Because if he's just conscious and pays attention through his life and analyzes what he sees, then through induction, he will come to what is, you know.
So you put that in another word, because he may not know induction. But what does he really need that precedes induction?
He needs reason.
Experience. That's what he needs.
Yeah. We the living, the fountain, or the Fountainhead. You know, the novel she speaks directly. I mean, I read Fountainhead when I was around that age or a little bit older, and that was it for me.
Yeah, I think it's a mistake for him at this age to start with that.
Yes.
Because it's way too advanced, it's too complex. The whole thing about reaching a philosophy properly is you do not get answers to questions before you understand why the questions are important. First, you have to yourself ask. You have to get to the point of saying, I gotta know so-and-so. And then if somebody explains a viewpoint, you can judge, is that an answer, etc. But if you just read somebody's presentation of philosophy, even if they're, you know, a good presenter and they raise the question, but it hasn't, it's not a question that was real to you that came up in your life and your thinking. You're just hearing material that doesn't connect to your actual life, the way you've lived, what your experiences are. So I would tell this kid, it's premature. It's a mistake at your stage, however brilliant you are, to try to figure out what your philosophy is. At this point, you can't have a philosophy in the sense of a conceptual, integrated viewpoint on all the essentials of life. First of all, you have to go out and observe, experience, generalize about people, ask certain specific questions, try and figure out on one point at a time with as best as you can. And after you have some ideas, some knowledge of people, some clear questions, and you've struggled a bit to try to get them, then you can start to read or ask people who are more knowledgeable. One way that I found when I was young, if I had a question and I had no idea where to begin, now this is not necessarily the only way, but if you're alone and you have no one much to talk to, I would go to somebody that was staunch advocate of one view on that question. And I get their argument. And normally, I couldn't refute anything that they said. And then I go to somebody who I knew was an opponent and say, now here's the arguments. Are there answers? And I go like back and forth until it was clear that one side was bankrupt and the other wasn't. Now, of course, that depends on you getting equally fair exponents on both sides, but I could more or less tell. I'll give you an example of how I became an atheist. Have I told this? I can't remember. When I met Ayn Rand the first time, she asked me if I believed in God, and I said, I don't know. I've never really thought about it. She said, well, it's an important question. You should be thinking about it. So I went home and I decided to go to the rabbi, who is the leading exponent here, and ask him, you know, why he believed in God. He gave me three arguments, which I subsequently found out were all standards in the history of philosophy, but at the time they were all new to me.
Did you believe in God at the time?
No, I didn't know. I had never thought of it. I had been brought up that God is a social issue. It's only because that's part of the tribe. So he gave me these arguments. I couldn't answer them. And so I went to someone who was majoring in philosophy. And I presented these arguments. And I was told, oh, those are completely false. Refuted 1, 2, 3. And it sounded to me like a really decisive refutation. So I went back to the rabbi. And I said, you know, I was talking about it, etc. And I want to give you the three and see, you know, what you answer. So I gave him, I gave him the three answers. And there was a pause, and he said, you know, Leonard, it's not really important whether you believe in God. It's how you live your life is really. So I went out there thinking, here's the big spokesman. And when, you know, you get down to it, he doesn't believe in God. Now, of course, you could say, you know, I didn't check enough people, but it certainly was a great start on how do they argue and what, you know, what are the issues. So I would suggest to you, pick out some questions like that just to get your feet wet and find out, get started, and then maybe a couple years.